Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and today it's going to be something a little bit different. I'm sure those who follow my work regularly will have seen that I put out a report recently about how these case opening websites, certainly not all of them, some of them, perhaps most of them, who knows, use dishonest methods to effectively maximize profits, to steal in some cases from their customers. And you know, I put reports out like this all the time because I genuinely care about consumers and I genuinely care about people in the Counter-Strike community getting, you know, fleeced. I don't like it. I don't want young people being taken advantage of. I think I've made a very clear stance on that I don't want dishonest people profiteering in our scene. I don't want that. So, as you can imagine, this led to a lot of outbursts, a lot of people getting very upset with the fact, like, how dare he do this? And all of these people had one thing in common, and that is that they were either frequent users of these sites, or that more importantly, they were sponsored by them or had business relationships with them. So what I'm going to be doing is, over the next sort of few days, I'm going to be compiling all of these delicious, salty tears, these unreasonable reactions to what I'm trying to do, which is clean up the scene and make sure people aren't making money in dishonest ways. And sort of have a good laugh about it. So this first video, I'm sure you're going to like it a lot. And there'll be more of these to come because, trust me, a lot of people lost their shit about it. So this first video will involve a streamer called Tea with Milk and Sugar. I have no idea who he is or what he does, really. I had a look at his content. Seems to be, you know, he does case openings and he kind of roams around looking for good skins deals. If you like that kind of thing, absolutely nothing wrong with it at all. But as you can imagine, he did have a few choice things to say about my report. And obviously, I just want to stress, I shouldn't have to, but I imagine there'll be some people upset by these videos. All clips used do fall under fair use as they are being presented with commentary. So don't think about any DMCAs because they wouldn't be valid. Anyway, enjoy these clips. I'll be back in just a moment to have a little chuckle.
Clipped it and sent to Richard Lewis. Oh, don't do it. Don't fucking mention anything to Richard Lewis with me. Okay? I don't want to get involved with that man child. Okay? If you even like put something on Twitter, boom. He's responding. He's insulting you. I don't want to get involved in that at all. Keep me 10 feet away from that shit.
He's so not interested in getting involved in this shit. He's about to talk about me and my article with his audience for approximately 15 minutes.
How's it a meme pointing out shady practice? Well, at the end of the day, by him not naming any sites, he's kind of just sort of like accused everyone, you know what I mean? And as much as his source and credibility or whatever you want to say, he hasn't really put, there's no one caught red-handed, you know? There's no, I don't know, do you know what I mean? Like, yes, this can be programmed and they talked to someone who said they made sites for this, but say even sites have the ability to do this, are they using them? That doesn't mean they're all using them. It's just fucking, it's just for a story, man, you know? He makes it sound like he's trying to like bring out the injustice, but it's not. He just wants to be the guy that fucking, he got so much publicity and fucking money and exposure from the last gambling hype. He just wants to fucking put his finger in the honeypot there as well.
I've heard this theory a lot about how I'm doing this for attention to myself and to make money. Let's break that down, shall we? Because it's completely fucking illogical. As most people know, I host a TV show on American network television. I do this in my spare time. The YouTube money is chump change. The ads on my website is chump change. We put that back into everything. It just sinks back in and we just do the work. I do this on the side, and I do it on the side because I still feel passionate about trying to improve the scene and to make sure people aren't being taken advantage of by companies who are just using Counter-Strike the game and the skins market to profit. Now, if you say, oh, but that's not true. Look, I've got a long career in this business. It's over 10 years now of advocacy journalism, of doing consumer-related journalism, of getting money back for players, of writing about match fixing, of stopping cheating, of stopping all these gambling sites. It's not just something I woke up and decided to do. And people, you know, fucking have been pointing to, oh, but you get more videos on the gambling thing. I don't control that. The vast majority of my content isn't about that. If I was seeking traffic, I would just make videos like you guys do. You know, you clickbait assholes who fucking go, oh, how to get a free knife. And you just make a YouTube video like that. It's such projection. And that's the key thing here. These guys, there's a saying, I'll repeat this in every video because it's so appropriate. There's a saying, a thief thinks everybody steals. And these people are incapable of understanding that some people might want to do just some good on an altruistic level for no personal gain whatsoever. They can't understand it because that's not how they operate. They don't roll out of their shitty little fucking pits unless they can make some money out of it. That's it. They've got no code. They've got no cause. So I don't understand how these people have got the fucking nerve to criticize me. Anyway, it gets funnier.
Exactly. Nothing against the guy. Like I said, he does a lot of other good content. I just think this was just a very open-ended article that didn't really answer anything, you know? It didn't resolve anything. It just left everyone in the dark being like, well, I use a case site. Am I getting fucked? I mean, I got fucked yesterday. But on this side, that means they must have rape mode on. It's exposed. I'm going to tweet them. I'm going to refund all my money. It's just like, it's almost like witch hunting, you know what I mean? As bad as, like, he's created an army with no, like, actual... I don't know how to explain it. Oh, I saw how he responded to people on Twitter. That's why I just fucking staying away from everything with a 10-foot barge pole. Five no's and one yes is still a yes. Oh god. And what is soft mode? I read the article and I read CSGO Live's response. Like I said, the websites that they were talking about have all these abilities and soak modes. But like CSGO Live already said straight at the beginning, which kind of nullifies everything, is that they have their own two coders, which are partnered into the website and have only ever done work on their website. Therefore, completely puts them out of the loop. Which, I don't know, it just seems, like I said, it all just seems like not done... not polished off, you know? It's a very, like, raw piece. That's just stirred up a load of shit, really. But, again, at the same time, I agree if there's sites out there that are doing this, these fucking shady sites, I think it's more or less going to be, like, the smaller sites, like the fake sites. Fake case-opening sites that add people on their Steam profiles. And, do you know what I mean? I'm sure it is going on. I know Russians like to... and other website makers just like to fucking chuck them up. Maybe that'll be the next thing. But I don't know, I just think it was very unwell done and just left a lot of pointing fingers rather than a story you should like learn something from, you know, rather than I didn't really know where the intention of the article was. Maybe he's achieved what he wanted, which was just to start up a load of drama and have everyone be like, oh, the Richard Lewis article. Oh, have you heard about Richard Lewis?
Imagine the lack of self-awareness when you're a streamer who will literally do anything for attention. That's the name of the game for streamers. You stir up drama, you get views. I don't work in that area. I don't give a fuck. I put out a fucking podcast about politics to about 20,000, 30,000 people. I'm not looking to like start talking about stuff that's going to get me higher numbers. I just want to do good work. Meanwhile, when you look over at streamers, they'll do anything for fucking donations. They literally dance for fucking pennies. Again, projection.
Very shady sides. Completely unregulated gambling scene. But we all know this. Do you know what I mean? We can't all sit here and be like, capital D colon. It's unregulated. There's no way I saw this coming. Do you know what I mean? We all know it. We all put our money in knowing. Do you know what I mean? None of this stuff is fucking government friendly. It's all loopholes and shit, you know? We can't expect for it to be like, well, this isn't fucking 100% kosher. Here's a cunt on Twitter. I'm not gonna lie. Here's a massive cunt on Twitter. Like, literally, like, I only saw, like, if I can even find it. It's gonna probably be so far down in my thing. Like, look at this, dude. Like, actually look at this. I certainly won't be confirming anything on your command to preserve the integrity of my source. If the criteria doesn't apply to you, then that's that. Which is fair enough. The point he's making is fair enough, you know? He doesn't know them. They haven't proven to him anything, so he doesn't want to put his name to it, you know? But he said it in kind of a cocky way. And then he just goes in on this fucking... This guy, dude, sounds like you're a moron who doesn't know what biased means. Dude, he's just so savage. Like, this is not one adult. It's not what a reporter does. Like, he doesn't even know. This could be like a fucking 15-year-old kid. He's 18. He's arguing with some 18-year-old thumbnail designer. That's who you're using your time up, Richard Lewis, to argue a point with. This is who you want to validate yourself to. This is who you feel you need to validate yourself to. Absolutely insane. How am I going to take anything you do seriously? I'm not just trying to dig at him. I'm just saying, like, come on, like, how are you meant to take someone seriously when they're... And this isn't even it. This isn't even it, dude. Like, this is light, dude. This is just something I've seen. I'm sure you guys could fucking show me a million other things. But he's just an arrogant cunt, dude. There's just no other way to put it. I have respect for the guy. I agree with you. Hopefully he's done a lot of good things for the scene. He's done a shit ton of good things for the scene. I think he's a really good caster. It's very entertaining. And his reports that he does are very informative most of the time. The videos and stuff he does either way. But I just think he's just a massive cunt. Scroll further down. Does it get worse? Wow, dude, you literally just said basically what I was saying at the beginning. You already said it, dude. Perfect. A picture tells a thousand words, dude. A picture tells a thousand fucking words, dude. This, do you know what I'm saying?
No, actually, I'm a little bit confused as to what you're saying. Are you implying that it's in any way strange that a video that broke one of the biggest news stories of 2016 in our space and attracted mainstream media coverage somehow has significantly more views than just my regular content? That is a picture telling a thousand words, is it? I'm not too sure you understand how all this works, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The damage report on other companies that aren't associated with David, you know what I mean? Oh god, man. And the site owners, yeah. How can I see the conversation? I want to see his replies and stuff as well. Oh, he's such a twat, dude. He's such a fucking arrogant twat, man. That's so funny. He gives me so much shit. I can't see his... I want to see his responses. Did he respond to this, please? Not so sure what circling is. What a twat. What a twat, dude. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, 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 dude. I'm sure, dude. Oh, what a twat, man. I like how he just chucks insults in there. He can't just like have a conversation. He's gotta chuck all these fucking insults in to try and verify himself. Yeah, you're a fucking dumbass, dude.
A guy who's just spent how long laughing to himself like a pig human hybrid and calling me a twat. It's like mental illness, this lack of self-awareness.
Oh, but he's so cocky, dude. His vocabulary, man, and just sort of posture. God, he's just perfect. Another cretin who doesn't understand. I don't even know this word. Liable. Yeah, is that how you spell it? Libelious. This is still getting a bit too much for me, mate. This is why I stay out of this sort of stuff. But that again, big fat deflection. How was it a deflection? What do you mean? How was it deflection? You completely didn't answer. What do you mean? God, it's so crazy. How is this guy working in esports? How is he taken so seriously by so many people?
I think maybe my problem is I'm a bit too subtle with people like this. So they can't understand how it's not a deflection if somebody says your article is frankly libelous. Libel being a very specific legal term that has a certain set of criteria that any printed article would have to meet to be libel. And for me to say you don't understand what libel means, it's not a deflection. It does answer the question. It's that it isn't libelous and that you don't understand what libel means. And here this guy tripping over it, and then he's gonna like try and fucking lecture me, like, dude, like, seriously. Don't you guys fucking get it? This is out of your fucking wheelhouse. Stick to talking about case openings, not fucking journalism.
Oh my God. I'm done with Twitter. I'm done. I don't want to look at it anymore. I cannot believe this guy. Because he's a good fucking journalist. Man, if he was a good journalist, he should be investigating, researching, not responding to anyone and everyone on Twitter that tweets at his name. It's not his job, it's a hobby. Well, I'm just okay, if it's his hobby, why is everything taken so seriously when it comes to Richard Lewis's fucking When it comes to Richard Lewis's articles on gambling, how is it taken so seriously then, if it's just a hobby? He's meant to be, he's an amazing fucking journalist. Let's take him super seriously. He does so much work and effort into, but it's just a hobby. How does that doesn't even make sense.
I'm not really sure what to make of this point. I mean, just because you do a piece of work and don't directly receive money for it, which I'm sure is a concept alien to you, it doesn't mean the work has no value or merit, does it? In fact, if you were to Google somebody called Andrew Ross Sorkin, who's a very famous financial journalist, you would see that he worked as an intern for a significant portion of time, publishing great work while he did. That was what was enabled him to go on and be this famous figure in financial journalism. So this point, I mean, you've said a lot of stupid stuff, but this is pretty fucking dumb. Very, very dumb.
He's the meaning of the word hypocrite. His definition, his fucking being is hypocrisy. He worked in the past as a journalist, at least. Hobby. But yeah, just enough hobbly. I feel like you're just putting coals in the fire to fucking keep it lit. We're putting this fire out. I don't care. I'm sure if you can admire whoever you like, okay? I choose to not share those same things. He does it to inform these people things. Okay, but Hobbly, really, you're just gonna annoy me now because you're just saying stuff to like, you haven't done any research. How do you even know? How do you even know? Just stop, Hobbly. Just stop, okay? Actually, I don't even care. He can't go in at me for not liking him as a personality with the evidence that I'm giving on him. I feel like I've been pretty fair in my argument. If you want, you could talk to David directly, T. Soak is an underrated meme too, dude. Right?